Sports Central.
AFL. Yeah, let's talk some AFL now with Ash Brown from afl.com.au. G'day, Ash.
G'day, Kev. How are you?
Good, thank you. Are you getting something Christmassy, football-y underneath the tree for you?
No, it'll be very quiet Christmas, but I have enough football for 364 days of the year. I can leave it alone on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's fair enough to me, Ash. Stuart Fox, now the Hawks CEO, is on the move after, what, is seven or so years at the Hawks?
Yeah, he's had a wonderful time at Hawthorn. The club's gone from strength to strength under his leadership. He oversaw three premierships, 70,000 members, a heap of really big corporate sponsorships, and he's done the deal to get the Dingley move at least started. That Hawthorn now own that land and the project starts. So it's been a terrific innings by him and Hawthorn. Interesting though, Kev, because they've now, in the last 12 months, they've lost a president, a CEO, a head of football, and two senior players. There's been a fair bit of turnover in the senior roles at Hawthorn.
Yeah, mind you, that would be a much coveted job, I would have thought, being the CEO of the Hawthorn Footy Club, and obviously a much coveted job that he's gone to as well.
Yeah, well, firstly, the MCG job to be head of the Melbourne Cricket Club would be one of the, I reckon, the top three or four jobs in Australian sport, without doubt. I mean, yep. It's an Australian sporting icon. There's a fair bit of work to do there. They're looking to do some redevelopment, not so much inside the stadium, but the precinct. That's going to be a big role over the next 10 years. Interesting strategic move, I think, for the MCC as well, Kev. We now know that the AFL has bought Etihad Stadium. Yep. So there'll be a lot of football IP going to that stadium. I think it was really important for the MCC to hire a person with football background once again to run the MCG. And if there's any doubt about it now, and it's called the Melbourne Cricket Club and they play at Melbourne Cricket Ground, but the AFL is clearly the most important thing that that ground has going for it. And now there's certainly a football person as a president in Stephen Smith and another football person in Stuart Fox as a CEO. So that's really important, I think. And the AFL and the MCC have a great relationship, but I think the MCC recognises it needs some real AFL IP at the top, which they now have.
Yep, and obviously they've had it in the years up till now with Stephen Goff, who's stepping down from that position, having moved from the Carlton Footy Club in his day when he took on that role.
Yeah, he's been 16 years in that job. Goffey did a fantastic job.
Has he been 16 years? My God. Jeez, that's
been
quick.
Yeah, I interviewed him for the grand final record and sort of looked over his 16 years in charge because he was heading into his last grand final. And he's overseen the redevelopment of half the ground and the Commonwealth Games. So... at that venue. So he's had a fantastic career at the MCC. He started as a school teacher in Bendigo and he's worked his way up to being head of the MCC for 16 years. So he did a brilliant job and I'm sure Stuart Fox will do a great job as well.
Yeah, and Goffey, one of the most liked blokes around sporting administration, really is always a big rap on Goffey and always been a big rap on Stuart Fox, even back in the, I think what he spent a decade at Geelong before he actually jumped into the Hawthorn job.
Yeah, he was a key figure at Geelong too. He was the 2IC at Geelong under Brian Cook and he was talked about for a lot of jobs in footy before taking the Hawthorn job. So he's come from two. He's been trained at two of the best clubs there are in Geelong and Hawthorn and he'll be a great acquisition for MCC.
We've seen a lot of the clubs shut up shop, obviously, for the Christmas break. A fair few of them went on camps pre-Christmas. What are you looking forward to when they all get back on deck, Ash, when 2017 starts properly?
Well, the first hope is that they all come back in good condition. I was reading a couple of pieces on the ESPN website interviewing Melbourne's head of fitness or something like that, and the hope is that the players... I mean, he said when they leave them, for 2 weeks at this time of year, they're probably as good as nick as they're going to be for the whole 12 months. They've been training without the sort of the scars of playing games. In some cases, they've been training for close to 6-8 weeks now, and they're super fit and ready to go. And they just sort of hope that they'll come back in 2 weeks and not have lost it all with too much Christmas pudding and too many beers. But it's a tough time. The players are away from their footy clubs, but they've got to come back. We talked about this last week, Kev, but they come back to training. And the serious stuff starts. You know, they'll be playing match simulation. If they haven't already, they'll be playing sort of modified practice matches within a couple of weeks of returning, and it gets pretty serious. So it is absolutely incumbent on the players to come back in good shape because you don't want to have to undo all the and retrace all those fitness tests you've taken until now.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that I think people like Stuart Fox and CEOs and administrators and football managers, they don't want their phone to ring in the early hours of the morning on any of the days between now and when the players get back. They're very reticent to look at their phone if it rings at this time of the year. So they hope all the boys keep their noses clean and stay out of trouble.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Every footy manager lives in fear of their mobile phone going off at odd hours. It's that time of year, isn't it? There's people congregating a lot of places. It's a time for festivals and parties and music festivals and that sort of thing. The players, you know, like anyone between sort of 18 and 30, they like to get out and about where the people are, and they've got to take it. And, of course, people are on the lookout for footballers as well, and they're pretty well known wherever they go. So it's a time for footballers. The smart ones just, you know, retreat to the sanctuary of family and friends. And take it really easy. Keep it low key. Keep up their fitness, and then return to their footy clubs. And I know the second week of January, ready to go. But yeah, anxious time for everybody. And we hope they all get through it.
Yeah, don't get injured and don't get into trouble would be, I think, pretty much what they'd be telling them as they head back into 2017. A lot to look forward to in 2017. There's this time of the year, and it's good fun, but there's a massive amount of question marks over everybody, isn't there?
Yeah, it is. It's the time of year when we all sit around it, you know, this time of year with our family and friends, and you know, conversation invariably will turn to footy, and we're all sort of wondering what's going to happen for next season. I mean, the early signs are that it's going to be a very even season. You know, the Dogs were fantastic in their run during the finals last year, but I'm not sure they stand head and shoulders above the competition. So I think as a Doggies man, but they, as great as they were, and they'll be one of the teams to beat next season, but not the team to beat. You know, there's probably four or five or six teams that will go into the season thinking they can win it. There's probably another three or four teams thinking they're ready to return to the finals after not having been there for a while. And there's a couple of teams tipped to drop in 2017 who think they won't. So that makes for a great season, and all sorts of question marks over coaching tenures and that sort of thing. So, and boom recruits in new colours. It's all that stuff to look forward to. So, it's a bit of quiet anticipation at the moment. And then, as I said, it all starts in earnest before too long. We talked about last week. Women's league starts February 5, which isn't far away at all.
Yeah, no, that'll be here so fast our heads will be spinning. But it is that terrific time of the year where over a couple of with your mates and with your family and stuff, you can talk about, oh, is O'Meara going to work at Hawthorn, and what do you reckon? Will Buckley be the first coach sacked, or will it be Hardwick? Or there's all those questions that sort of bob up. It's a bit of a potluck sort of thing, but we all do it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Nathan Buckley is going to a very big season at Collingwood, isn't he? Because pretty much everybody from him down understands if they play finals, he probably won't have a job in 2018. So that's the pressure cooker team we'll be looking at. With every win and every loss, we'll be looking at his situation. Damien Hardwick's got 2 years on his contract, but you know, it's a sort of contract I think Richard can walk away from at the end of next season if it's not working out properly. So there's two straight away, and they're two of the biggest clubs, aren't they? So they're going to be right in the spotlight from pretty much from round one.
Yeah, they'll be the talking point. And there've been people suggesting during the week here when we've been talking footy that you know Collingwood could be 6-0 or 0-6, and you know Richmond could be in trouble. So we'll just see how it all pans out. It's all froth and bubble at the moment, but it is good to talk about. Good fun to have a chat about. Good on you, Ash. Enjoy your Christmas break.
Thanks, Kev. You too.
And now, Ash, before you go, I've got to know. This is our little quick three quiz question. Favourite Christmas food, Ash?
I'm probably not the right person to ask about Christmas food, but I don't mind a bit of. I'm always partial to turkey.
All right. Favourite Christmas drink?
I'm just happy just to sip a quiet beer.
Right. And your favourite Christmas leftover?
My favourite Christmas leftover is. Is the next day's turkey with some fresh bread and a sandwich.
Beautiful. Good on you, Ash. Happy Christmas.
Thanks, you too.